You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that the protected status of Ruaheni Forest Park could not be revoked to allow the development of a huge irrigation scheme. The Hawke's Bay Regional Council was planning to swap 22 hectares of conservation land with the Department of Conservation, who would receive farmland in return. The Supreme Court has ruled this could not go ahead, creating a huge challenge for the building of the Ruatanifa Dam. I spoke to Dr. Anne Brower, a senior lecturer in environmental management at Lincoln University, about the issues involved in the land swap and what the court had to consider in their decision.
This decision was about building a dam on conservation land, and so it was about the Department of Conservation's ability to allow the flooding of a valley, and that valley happened to be protected conservation land. Obviously, the flooding of a valley is going to have adverse effects on the biological values and critters and plants that live in that valley. So in order to make that okay, in order to compensate for the loss of those values, the department engineered an exchange whereby we would allow the flooding of these conservation values in exchange for some land elsewhere. So it's exchanging values on one piece of land in order to gain other pieces of land. And in that swap, there is supposed to be no net loss of conservation values or perhaps even net conservation gain.
Dr. Brower says such cases are becoming increasingly common, but her research shows that the environment rarely benefits from land swaps.
It's a growing practice. It's called biodiversity offsetting or biodiversity compensation. There isn't a national policy on it, so this Supreme Court case will be as close as we've got to a policy on how this should go. As the chair of the National Committee for IUCN, which is the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, I think this is a good decision. It will force us to be more careful in exchanging conservation values. As a lecturer in environmental management who has done a fair bit of research on biodiversity offsetting and biodiversity compensation, I also think it's a good thing because biodiversity offsetting and compensation, these types of land exchanges are becoming more common, yet we don't have national guidance on it, so this will provide some guidance on it. The research that we've done shows that no net loss is impossible. So when you exchange biodiversity values here for other biodiversity values there, somebody's going to lose. And the vast weight of vectors in the exchange predict that it's biodiversity that loses. So trading land benefits only the developers. It doesn't benefit biodiversity.
I asked Dr. Brower what she thought of Conservation Minister Maggie Barry saying the government would look at changing the law to allow such land exchanges to go ahead.
I think it would be a brave government that changes the legislation that allows basically de-conserving conserved land.
I read that the council could seize the land through the Public Works Act. Do you think that's very likely?
I don't think it's likely. I heard on the radio this morning that the council has obviously gone through an election, just like all of the other regional councils in New Zealand, and a majority of the councillors do not support the dam. So I think you'd have to ask the council if they're likely to do that. But according to what I heard, no, I don't think that it's likely.
Forest and Bird have been challenging the land swap that would have allowed the dam to be built. I spoke to CEO Kevin Haig about Forest and Bird's reaction to yesterday's ruling.
Oh, look, I'm thrilled by the decision of the Supreme Court. We've worked really hard on this case over a number of years now, and we obviously had been disappointed that the government had chosen to challenge the Court of Appeal finding that was also in our favour. But we were determined to see it through because the stakes here are very high indeed. To have the Supreme Court rule in our favour has been really important for our staff who've worked so hard on it, all of New Zealanders who've contributed financially to being able to take the case, and all of our many members and supporters around the country. But it's also hugely important for nature. And I think people will understand that the Ruatanifa Dam, if it had been able to proceed, would have resulted in a whole lot more dairy conversions and more intensive land use, which of course would be putting nature under even more stress. But there's a bigger issue here as well, that if the court had gone against Forest and Bird in this case, What that would have meant is that if land has been set aside for conservation purposes in forest parks anywhere in the country, it would still be up for grabs. And what we've seen is more and more of nature being kind of available for private expropriation, so being privatised for profit. And the last place we imagined that would be the case is the conservation estate. But if the government had won, that is exactly what we would have seen, more and more of the conservation estate being swapped away or even sold. And the decision means that is now protected.
Right. I read that there were two other proposed land swaps that were sort of resting on this decision. Does that mean that they definitely won't go ahead, or is there another process for those ones?
It depends on the exact case and what sort of land it is. So if there is, for example, stewardship land, the law does provide for that, and that's one of the reasons why Forest and Bird has been saying, well, let's hurry up and work out what the values are of the stewardship land so it can have the appropriate level of protection. Currently, just a kind of a holding pen for conservation land that hasn't had its values catalogued and assessed yet, and that's been going on for a long time. But what it does mean is, certainly, if there is other land in a forest park that is scheduled to be swapped away or sold, as I said, the Supreme Court decision today means that it cannot be.
What are some of the species that would be threatened by the dam if it was to be built?
Oh, look, it's a pretty rich habitat. I mean, we've focused on species like kārērea, the New Zealand falcon, fern birds. There are some reptiles in there. There are bats, short-tailed bats. So this is actually a pretty special piece of the conservation estate. And to have lost this one and had it flooded, lost forever, purely for a commercial purpose, would have been an absolute tragedy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.